D's got the beer, I've got the food. It's time to feed the resistance. Good morning, D.
Good morning, Pat. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. We got a long weekend ahead of us, Memorial Day weekend and Bratfest.
Yep, and this year it's a little different.
It is. It's the Build Your Own Bratfest, so it's happening all over Dane County. Lots of different restaurants and bars serving up brats throughout the weekend. Some doing just one day, some doing multiple days. We had the whole crew from Bratfest in here the other day.
Yeah, really cool.
Including Tim Metcalf. David Heide was in here talking about what they're doing over there at Liliana's for Bratfest. And he said that a lot of the restaurants are kind of doing their own take on brats.
Yes.
So that's sort of what I'm doing today for Feed the Resistance. My own take on brats, and it's not my take, I have to be honest. I've mentioned before my favorite food website is Food 52, and I've mentioned that it's a user-generated site where users put their recipes in there, and then there's a staff that kind of comments on them and makes suggestions and such. So I often go there for recipes. And this particular one is called the Six-Pack Brat Stew, and it was submitted by a woman by the name of, I hope I'm saying this right, Vivian Henoch from Madison. So, Vivian, we're cooking with your recipe
today.
What
if she's a listener?
Right, exactly. And she starts the whole thing by saying, throw me a brat and a brew, and I'll tell you a thing or two about Madison, Wisconsin, where I learned to consume both in liberal quantities. Then she said, what I have in mind here is an improvisation. I call it six-pack brat stew. Think of it as Coco Vin without the Coke or the Vin, or Cassoulet without the beans or the Olay. This recipe is my interpretation of pub food for a crowd, so by all means, proceed at your own discretion.
Love it.
And then my favorite part of the whole thing is her very first instruction is, divide the six-pack into two. Sacrifice two bottles into an 8-quart pot. Reserve the rest for your drinking pleasure.
Yes, she knows how to do it right.
Exactly. So yeah, we got it's brats and potatoes and some spices and some tomatoes, and it's fantastic. I had a blast putting it together last night, I think it turned out really nice.
Love it. It looks really beautiful, too, all the different colors in there. It looks great.
What are we? Oh, yeah. I should also point out, finally went out and bought some, what do you call them, the dishes?
Oh, Instagram dishes.
Instagram dishes. Yeah, I finally went out and bought some Instagram dishes. So make sure you check out the pictures that we post a little bit later at altmad.com.
I love it.
So what are we pairing this with today?
Well, when pairing with brats or other sausages, there are several ways you can go. So obviously, doing a super light beer, like even a macro produced, just a pilsner or a lager is a really great way to go, because the lightness of it allows you to enjoy the heaviness of the sausage a little bit more. But you could also, there were so many suggestions for IPAs. They were saying that the hoppy flavor of the IPA will kind of go along with the garlic flavor of a bratwurst. But since we did IPAs last week, I was like, what? No, let's do something else. So I ended up going with a lighter beer here. This is the Helles Lager from Youngblood Beer Company right here in Madison. This is called Shower Beer.
Okay.
Because you can definitely enjoy it in the shower. But then the other thing I was thinking about was when you're doing the pairings together, you can contrast, but you can also pair based on similar flavors. So I thought, well, the heaviness of the sausage and the richness of what's going to be in the stew, what if I pick a really heavy, rich beer?
Okay.
So I grabbed the Tail of Midnight Bill. This is a milk stout, and it's got toasted coconut in it. Again, this is from Youngblood Beer Company.
I think we've talked about this one before.
I think we have, too.
Yeah.
So I wanted to see how the sweetness of the coconut mixed with the bratwurst stew. So we'll see.
The other thing I'll say about the light beer is brats we generally have in the summertime.
Yes.
And
yes.
So a nice light beer to go with that works well.
Totally.
Just as a summer beer, because you can sit, again, like we were saying last week, sit out on the back porch and just pound them back.
Right. But what a great opportunity. I mean, I almost grabbed like three other beers. I was like, let's see which is our favorite to pair with this. But it really is bratwurst. You can kind of try it with any kind of beer.
All right. Let's give it a try. Six-pack brat stew. And I'm going to start with the milk stout.
Okay.
Or do you recommend I go the other way?
It doesn't matter.
I'm mixed on that one.
I'm trying to figure it out, too.
And the beer I used in here was a combination. I had a few different things at home. I grabbed a Guinness, and I grabbed a lighter beer.
Okay.
So that sort of works with the Guinness.
Yeah. I do like having that strange bit of the coconut at the end of it. is keeping my palate like really intrigued. Like, what is going on here? And there's several different layers happening as you taste through it. So I kind of like that. But I'm excited to see how the shower beer goes down. Oh, yeah.
What I picture there, and I was too young to be drinking the beer, but what I picture is being at Grandma and Grandpa's house. When I was a little kid, Grandpa had brats on the grill and was drinking, you know, a light beer.
Yep.
And that's what this feels like. You know, it's brats and a light beer, and it's perfect for summertime. That I do like a lot.
Man, that feels really good. I'm going to say the Helles Lager is my favorite pair with this over the darker milk stout.
All right. That makes sense.
So there you go. But don't be scared to try.
All right. Thanks very much, Dee.
Absolutely. Thank you. This was delicious.
It was. Yes. We cook, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance every Friday right about this time on Madison's Alternative 106.7, The Resistance.